Hunter Biden's attorney confirms WhatsApp texts shaking down Chinese businessmen is real. By Wendell Hasebo on June 26, 2023. Chris Clark, Hunter Biden's attorney, admitted the 2017 WhatsApp text demanding money from a CCP-linked businessman while sitting next to his dad was indeed Hunter's message. On Friday, one day after the House Ways and Means Committee released IRS whistleblower testimony that alleged Hunter Biden demanded payment using proximity to his father as a cudgel, Clark released a statement acknowledging the whistleblower's revelation. The statement tried to distance President Joe Biden from the scandal by framing Hunter Biden as a victim. The DOJ investigation covered a period which was a time of turmoil and addiction for my client, he wrote. Any verifiable words or actions of my client in the midst of a horrible addiction are solely his own and have no connection to anyone in his family. Clark's statement came on the same day that Breitbart News reported the Biden family business received $5.1 million within 10 days of Hunter Biden's message to a CCP-linked businessman who worked with Chinese energy conglomerates FK Energy, according to the 2020 Senate report on the Biden family. On August 4, 2017, SFC Infrastructure Investment, U.S., LLC, a subsidiary of Yi Jianming SFC China Energy Company that listed Gong Wendong as its director, sent Hunter Biden's law firm, Owasco, a payment for $100,000. This transaction was identified for potential criminal financial activity. One of the investment entities of SFC Infrastructure Investment is reportedly Shanghai Huaxin Group, a Chinese state-owned enterprise engaged in petroleum products. That company is owned by SFC Shanghai International Group Limited, which is controlled by Shanghai Guosheng Group, another state-owned enterprise. According to reporting, SFC Shanghai was a SFC subsidiary linked to the aforementioned corruption allegations involving the head of the China Development Bank. These examples further illustrate the deep financial connections between Biden, Owasco, and the Chinese government. On August 8, 2017, SFC Infrastructure Investment wired $5 million to the bank account for Hudson West 3. These funds may have originated from a loan issued from the account of a company called Northern International Capital Holdings, a Hong Kong-based investment company identified at one time as a substantial shareholder in SFC International Limited along with Yi. It is unclear whether Hunter Biden was half-owner of Hudson West 3 at that time. However, starting on August 8, the same day the $5 million was received, and continuing through September 25, 2018, Hudson West 3 sent frequent payments to Owasco, Hunter Biden's firm. These payments, which were described as consulting fees, reached $4,790,375.25 in just over a year. IRS whistleblower testimony revealed Thursday that FBI investigators wanted to obtain the location data to confirm Joe Biden was in the room with Hunter Biden when he messaged the CCP-linked businessman. But there is no confidence the FBI obtained that data. Whistleblowers also alleged that Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf prevented United States Attorney David Weiss from asking questions about an email on Hunter Biden's laptop detailing a business deal with SFC that mentioned 10 held by H for the big guy. In addition, the IRS whistleblowers claimed Wolf stopped questioning about the big guy to limit where the investigation could go, despite evidence of Joe Biden's involvement. Watch, Joe Biden snaps at reporter over big guy question, why do you ask such a dumb question? The 10% held by H for the big guy is allegedly a reference to Joe Biden and his 10% cut of a deal with SFC, which controlled State Energy HK Limited, a company linked to the $1.3 million collective payments to the Biden family members. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, discovered in March that a Biden associate received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company, SFC. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Watch, give me a break, man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.